Was it hard to keep up with the glitz and energy of the Democratic Party convention? And what about campaign messaging out of it? We turn now to Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming. And Brian, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So speaking of the convention, was there a sting when Kamala Harris held a capacity crowd rally at the Fiserv, the same place that the RNC held its convention?
Yeah, no, not for me there's not. I didn't really talk to a lot of folks who were too uptight about that. But Wisconsin is a swing state, no doubt about that. And there's a reason they have to come back here, and that's because the polling traditionally, at least in the last several months, was not good for them here in Wisconsin. But Wisconsin's a purple state, and we expect that for the next 70-plus days.
How worried are you that the energy tips to big Democratic turnout in Wisconsin?
Not very worried. I mean, we've been planning all along that it would be a big turnout on both sides. You know, look, conventions are four-day shows, and so we had a lot of energy coming out of ours. They had some energy coming out of theirs. But they have to come back to Wisconsin for a reason, and that's because really the top three issues, by almost any poll, the top three issues out there, and certainly here in Wisconsin, are the economy and inflation, the open border, and violent crime. We see that in every single survey. You see it in the Marquette survey a fair bit. So those are issues where the Democrats right now are upside down, and they're upside down in double digits. So the fundamentals of the race aren't the same. Different candidate, right? But the fundamentals of the race are not that different.
In Wisconsin, the second issue is reproductive rights, according to the Marquette Law School poll. So what about that?
I think what you will see, I think the Republicans ran away from that issue too much. I've said this publicly. Maybe it sounds critical of my own party, but they ran away from the issue too much in 2022 and didn't deal with it. They're, you know, for women who that is their issue and is their only issue, they're probably not going to vote for a Republican necessarily. But really, the vast majority is that is an issue among other issues that are important. And those issues are not ones that are helpful to the Democrats right now.
Speaking of energy and voting and turnout, Democrats are talking about picking up the state assembly under the new maps. What's your reaction to that?
I think the Republicans hold on to both houses. I think the assembly, probably the more competitive of the two, no doubt about that. But I think the Republicans hold on to both houses. And, you know, new maps, it was kind of a second reapportionment, right? I mean, it was almost like we were doing reapportionment all over again, but in this case with dramatic changes, thanks to the liberal Supreme Court in Wisconsin. But, everywhere I've been in the state, you know, I'm on the road a lot. I'll be on the road as this program airs, and it's the feel is very good out there.
What advantages do you think Republicans have over Democrats in Wisconsin?
I think certainly the package of key issues are very, very important. I think across the country, the number one issue is the economy and inflation right now. You see that certainly in the big seven target states, states like Wisconsin, Arizona, New Mexico, Georgia. So we have a lot of people are upset. Working people in the state have been hurt by the Biden-Harris administration, and that is very, very helpful because we have people who may have not have voted Republican before that are doing it.
How do you overcome the Democrats' money advantage?
Yeah, what's interesting about that is they shop their money advantage all the time. And yet in 2022, while we fell short in the governor's race, they dumped $100 million in against Ron Johnson and lost. They lost a congressional seat in western Wisconsin they dumped millions into. They lost seats in the Assembly, in the Senate, in courthouses. In this past April, they lost on the two Zuckerbucks referenda, and the Democrat mayor of Wausau lost. So they talk a big game about money, and they outspent us 4-1 in Wausau. They talk a big game about money, but they keep losing in these critical contests.
You know, we want to give you this opportunity. A little earlier in our program, we reported on accusations of racism and misogyny coming from the Republican side and asking people, voters, Democratic voters, how they should respond to those things. How do you respond to those things? Things like Kamala Harris turning black and the childless cat lady's remarks.
Listen, those things, to most voters aren't looking at that. And frankly, you want to talk about that issue? Talk about the state Democratic Party convention, where they could not pass and anti-terrorism, because of the hostility within the Democratic Party against Israel, they couldn't pass a tough resolution on violence in the Middle East. In Congress, AOC and the liberals in Congress couldn't bring themselves to condemn members who had said, frankly, flat-out anti-Semitic comments. Democratic Party has got nowhere to go on those issues.
All right. Ryan Schimming, thanks very much.
Great to be here.